Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, July 7, 2021 is First Punic War. The First Punic War, 264 to 241 BC, was the first of three wars fought between Rome and Carthage, the two main powers of the Western Mediterranean in the early 3rd century BC. For 23 years, in the longest continuous conflict and greatest naval war of antiquity, the two powers struggled for supremacy. The war was fought primarily on the Mediterranean island of Sicily and its surrounding waters, and also in North Africa. After immense material and human losses on both sides, the Carthaginians were defeated. The war began in 264 BC with the Romans gaining a foothold on Sicily at Messana, modern Messina. The Romans then pressed Syracuse, the only significant independent power on the island, into allying with them and laid siege to Carthage's main base at Acragas. A large Carthaginian army attempted to lift the siege in 262 BC, but was heavily defeated at the Battle of Acragas. The Romans then built a navy to challenge the Carthaginians, and using novel tactics inflicted several defeats. A Carthaginian base on Corsica was seized, but an attack on Sardinia was repulsed. The base on Corsica was then lost. Taking advantage of their naval victories, the Romans launched an invasion of North Africa, which the Carthaginians intercepted. At the Battle of Gapetanomus, the Carthaginians were again beaten. This was possibly the largest naval battle in history by the number of combatants involved. The invasion initially went well, and in 255 BC the Carthaginians sued for peace. The proposed terms were so harsh they fought on, defeating the invaders. The Romans sent a fleet to evacuate their survivors, and the Carthaginians opposed it at the Battle of Gae Permium off Africa. The Carthaginians were heavily defeated. The Roman fleet, in turn, was devastated by a storm while returning to Italy, losing most of its ships and over 100,000 men. The war continued, with neither side able to gain a decisive advantage. The Carthaginians attacked and recaptured Acragas in 255 BC, but not believing they could hold the city, they razed and abandoned it. The Romans rapidly rebuilt their fleet, adding 220 new ships, and captured Panormus, modern Palermo, in 254 BC. The next year they lost 150 ships to a storm. In 251 BC the Carthaginians attempted to recapture Panormus, but were defeated in a battle outside the walls. Slowly the Romans had occupied most of Sicily. In 249 BC they besieged the last two Carthaginian strongholds, in the extreme west. They also launched a surprise attack on the Carthaginian fleet, but were defeated at the Battle of Drepana. The Carthaginians followed up their victory, and most of the remaining Roman warships were lost at the Battle of Finches. After several years of stalemate, the Romans rebuilt their fleet again in 243 BC and effectively blockaded the Carthaginian garrisons. Carthage assembled a fleet which attempted to relieve them, but it was destroyed at the Battle of the Agates Islands in 241 BC, forcing the cut-off Carthaginian troops on Sicily to negotiate for peace. A treaty was agreed. By its terms, Carthage paid large reparations and Sicily was annexed as a Roman province. Henceforth, Rome was the leading military power in the Western Mediterranean, and increasingly the Mediterranean region as a whole. The immense effort of building 1,000 galleys during the war laid the foundation for Rome's maritime dominance for 600 years. The end of the war sparked a major but unsuccessful revolt within the Carthaginian Empire. The unresolved strategic competition between Rome and Carthage led to the eruption of the Second Punic War in 218 BC. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:06 UTC on Wednesday, July 7, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for First Punic War. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the Current Events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.